Sarah Prime, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Aaron.
And I've got this list, and I know you do, of all of the holiday events happening in Hillsboro in the next few weeks up to and possibly beyond Christmas Day. What are the highlights?
So the highlights, I will... it's tough where to start. I think that always, you know, we have our holiday parade and
yes.
tree lighting and the holiday home tour. And I'm going to let Sarah, when she arrives, speak to that a little bit more. That's a chamber-sponsored event.
Mm-hmm.
But a couple of the things that I just want to mention are some ongoing events. So this is a new thing that the Chamber of Commerce is really doing this year and working with the Alliance for Historic Hillsboro on and other organizations in the community are something that will happen all month long. So a couple of events just to highlight as a part of this Hometown Holidays Festival that we have in Hillsboro is a celebration for all that's going to be held at the Orange County Historical Museum. That is December 5th, 12th, mm-hmm. and 19th from 11 o'clock to 2 o'clock. And what that event is, it's an opportunity to have folks visit the Orange County Historical Museum and do some crafts and have kid-friendly activities and celebrate all the different holidays that occur in the month of December. So
yeah.
Kwanzaa and Hanukkah and Diwali and all of the festivals.
And I really like this because it's really celebrating just the extensive variety of holidays
right.
in December in Hillsboro.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's going to be at the Orange County Historical Museum and family-friendly crafts and music and food.
Absolutely. It's free.
Different experience every time.
Different experience every time. Like I said, that's the 5th, 12th, and 19th. And all of this information can be found on both the visithillsboronc.com website as well as the Chamber of Commerce website.
I've got orangenchistory.org as a website, too. Does that also work?
That's for the museum. And
gotcha.
Then hillsboroughchamber.com.
Yes. So basically, just look up Hillsboro Holiday on Google, and there will be just
right.
a whole bunch of different sites that
you'll
come up.
You'll find it.
We were talking about this before. There's just so much happening in Hillsboro and so many different organizations involved that you could basically just walk into any door on Churton Street any day of the week and something cool is going to be going on. I'm looking forward to the A Christmas Carol. The
yes.
Alan Garganis and Michael Malone, which I got to see for the first time last year, and it was so good.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's a fabulous event, and that's happening again this year. This will be the final performance of A Christmas Carol, so I don't think that they're going to be doing that again.
Okay.
I could be wrong. Someone might change their mind, but this is December 17th and December 18th
mm-hmm.
at 7:30 at St. Matthew's Episcopal Church. Tickets can be purchased at the Visitor Center or from the Burwell School, but that's a fabulous event.
And that's
look forward to for over and over again every year.
Yeah,
so,
and that's an
yeah.
absolute must-see. If you've seen it before, it's worth seeing again. If you haven't seen it before, especially if this is the last year, which is
yes.
sad, but it can't run forever,
right.
unfortunately. But it really is an absolute must-see if you haven't gotten a chance to check it out. We're speaking right now with Sarah DeGeneres. She's the Executive Director of the Alliance for Historic Hillsboro. And again, Hillsboro, the site for a ton of holiday activities beginning at the beginning of December. Once holiday season really kicks into full gear, what else is going on?
So another thing that's really exciting and new this year is the Solstice Celebration Lantern Walk along Riverwalk. And this is an event that's been sponsored by the Hillsboro Arts Council. And it'll be on December 20th at 5 p.m. So we're encouraging folks to meet at the Eno River parking deck. That's where the walk will begin, and people will walk around Riverwalk and see all the neat things to see as a part of that celebration. In addition to that, there's an opportunity for interested people to come to the Orange County Library and make lanterns for the parade. So there's going to be a lantern making workshop on December 6th from 1 to 4 at the Orange County Public Library. And then there will be additional opportunities for people to make lanterns as well.
That's awesome. And again, we're speaking with Sarah DeGeneres. And if you're listening on the radio, you can't see all of the excitement and activity that just happened in the last 30 seconds because I heard Sarah Stevens outside being offered a glass of water. I'm like, I got to come out and bring her in. But Sarah Stevens joins us now from the Orange County Chamber of Commerce. Thank you for joining us again today.
Thanks for having me. I'm sure you could hear me coming in through the hall. And
you're here. That's what's important.
I'm here.
Yes.
I made it.
And we've been talking about all the cool things happening in Hillsborough over the holiday season, but we saved the parade and the home tour for you. So
that is so exciting.
Yes.
Because that
we
is
started
why
talking
I'm
about
here.
That. And I was like, I know, oh, that's the highlight. I was like, we got to
save
it for Sarah.
I heard you on the radio. I'm sitting at the light. I'm like, hurry up. I need to get there. Okay, so the parade is
that's where those police
really
cars are outside, just sort of waiting for you to come out so they can cite
you
for speeding.
That's how you heard me pull up, right? So the parade is we've closed applications. We're saying no more because at this point we have 110 applicants in the parade. The parade is big this year, and to put it lightly, the parade is big this year, and we've got some awesome highlights to the parade. WNCN is our grand marshal, and we'll also have Miss North Carolina 2016, Allie Dunn.
Awesome.
She will be following WNCN. We have some great entertainment like the Shaw dance and cheer team will be there. Augustus Cho, is that his name?
Mm-hmm.
From G.I. Joe.
Yes.
Will be there. Lots of local businesses, churches. We've got baton twirlers, fire breathers. I'm just joking. We don't have fire breathers, but that would be great.
but
if anybody that's listening is
Augustus
a fire breather.
Augustus Cho might be able to do it. I'm not sure.
Well, then we'll see. Yeah. We'll see. So, and of course, Santa will be there.
Yes.
Santa will be there. But it's going to be really big this year. And, of course, this is the second time that we've done it in the evening. It's at 4:45, so we're calling it the Light Up the Night Christmas Parade. So we've encouraged everybody to light up their cars, their boats, their trucks, their bodies. It doesn't matter. People are going to light everything up and get really creative and dance down Church Street.
That's awesome. How big is this typically?
Well, last year it was a record breaker at like 95.
Wow.
Applicants, and now we're at 110, and I just can't accept anymore because, you know, we would like to maybe go home at some time that night. But afterwards, right afterwards, is the tree lighting. So that's actually the real story. So after the parade is the tree lighting, and that is right in front of the old courthouse on King Street. And we have a food truck rodeo there, too, as well. That's Pie Pushers and Dusty Donuts and Will and Pops, Big C Waffles, and Mixed Korean Truck.
Nice.
Santa Claus will be at the tree as well as we sing carols, and Miss North Carolina will be there, along with Mayor Stevens, so we can light our town Christmas tree.
That's going to be so cool. And that's Saturday, December 5th at 4:45. That's like a week and a half away, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Not to put pressure on you with the planning.
We are good to go.
Yeah. We're speaking again with, you just heard Sarah Stevens. We're also speaking with Sarah DeGennaro. Both of them have to be so busy right now preparing for all of this stuff. And we haven't even mentioned the Hillsborough Holiday Home Tour yet, which is the next day.
Yeah. Ta-da! It surely is. And Sarah and her group have been so instrumental in helping with that as well. We are changing it up a little bit this year. We're doing a competition.
Ooh.
I like competitions.
Yes.
So, yes. Generally, if there's a chamber or something, there'll be a competition. Actually, speaking of competition, skirt reverse, the parade, what we'll do is last year.
Just for the record, I'm gonna save you doing the screech sound and just use that as a sound bite whenever I feel like.
That's good. That's good. At the parade, throughout the month of our holiday festival, please use the hashtag #ShareTheGlow for our Instagram, because we want great pictures of the parade and of the home tour and of other things that are just going on around town. Yes, competition houses. We have 5 competition houses this year, along with obviously, we have entertainment locations as well and community performances, but our 5 competition houses, if you're familiar with some of these homes, the Anderson home, that's on King Street. There are 2 homes on South Hillsborough Avenue over in West Hillsborough, the Kate's Reeves house and the Austin house, and on West King Street. No, excuse me, which is the other one? Queen Street, East Queen Street. That's also in West Hillsborough, right? The Webb House.
Yes.
And then Twin Chimneys, sort of across from the Colonial Inn, is on King Street. So those are our competition houses. And what we've done is that our chamber members are sponsoring the houses, and they're on decorating teams. So the Twin Chimneys house is UNC Health Healthcare. They have a charity that they've connected to that house, and that is the Habitat for Humanity House. So what you can do is you can go online to our website, and you can vote for the most beautifully decorated home.
Nice.
But you can also donate money towards Habitat for Humanity Orange County. So each house has a charity. They have a sponsor and they have a charity. So the Webb House is a house by Warren Hay Mechanical. And their charity is the Colonial Inn Stabilization Fund, which is something that's really near and dear to all of us. Kate Reeves' house is Performance Auto Mall. You'll be able to give to Pause Forever. The Austin home, it's BB&T House, and that they are donating their proceeds to OCIM Food Pantry. Mm-hmm. And the Anderson home, which is Summit Design and Engineering, they will be, their charity of choice was the State Employees Credit Union Family House.
Nice.
So what we'll do is, the money that is collected on each web page will go to that charity, but then also the winner of the most the best decorated house, they will get proceeds of our ticket sales will go to their charity of choice.
Very cool.
So, yeah.
And those are five really worthwhile causes, too. So
definitely.
I like that. That's really good.
Yeah.
Awesome. So HillsboroughHolidays.com if you want more about the holiday home tour. And you can get information there, I assume, about the competition houses and how you can get involved in donating. Again, lots of events and things happening in Hillsboro. We're speaking again with Sarah Stevenson, Sarah DeGennaro. Before we let you go, what else do people need to know, if anything, about holidays in Hillsboro?
Oh, gosh, lots.
You won't get bored.
You're not going to get bored.
Yeah.
So starting this weekend on...
Our theory is that you can just walk into any building on Sherton Street on any day of the week and there's something
that's
cool going on.
All the stores downtown have been encouraged to do window dressings as a competition so they can decorate. There's going to be a gingerbread house competition, three weekends. That's held at the Masonic Lodge. Sarah, I believe you said that there's an art show
at the museum.
Yep.
Craft show.
37th annual craft show. There's so many things going on in Hillsboro, which is really exciting. Ice skating with Santa.
That's right.
The Nutcracker on ice.
Slap
at the sports
place.
I don't understand. Like we're hitting Santa with the hockey puck.
I was thinking that as well, but
it's like, do you want to hit Santa before Christmas? That's not a smart idea.
That's a very naughty thing to do.
If you want to be on the naughty list, go to slap shots. But I think a lot of the hockey kids enjoy that. So there are so many things to do, but please do go to HillsboroughHolidays.com or visit HillsboroughNC.com. Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. We will keep you posted for that whole month of December. We'd like for you to share the glow. Thank you so much.
I am so excited about holiday season. It's my favorite. Sarah DeGennaro, Sarah Stevens, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.